conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
An overwhelming number of HR leaders say they'll rely at least partly on algorithms to decide whom to cut the next time they need to lay off employees. Joining us now to discuss the trend is Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern here in Chicago. Rick, thanks for joining us today. You know, when a new boss comes in or there's new management, you do the best you can as an employee to chat them up, cultivate them, so they're a little more reluctant to let you go when the time comes, if the time ever comes. Does this mean I have to start befriending computers in order to have a long professional career here at the radio station?
I don't think so. You know, we never saw this in the Jetsons, did we?
No, we did not. Mr. Spacely was a straight shooter, as I recall.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so here's the issue that first of all, we're talking about a 15-year gap between the original measure and this one. And you're talking about technology that typically doubles every 2 years. So absolutely, technology has taken a big chunk out of the HR management system operating. So that's the first part. The second part of this is the survey is sampling mostly larger companies. They have very different problems than small companies. If you're a 80,000 to 100,000 employee company, yeah, you're going to look at that data and say, I don't want to get sued. So let's make sure that we don't have any discrimination situations in here, whether it's, you know, race, age, gender, et cetera. And then I want to keep my top performers, my key contributors. I want to make sure that I keep those people. If I'm a 50 to 100 employee company, I might have two employees that are worth 10. I'm not going to look at age discrimination and the other stuff because if they go, I'm going to have to hire, you know, 5 to 10 people. The software that's in HR now is absolutely over the top. There is a software package that claims to do pretty much anything you want for an organization. They tend to be at the larger companies, and the smaller the company, the less likely it is that they're going to have those tools. I would be concerned about companies that don't have both parts of the equation. Understanding who you need to get rid of and looking at the data there is fine. But if you don't have software that helps you bring people on board, make sure that they're engaged, evaluate the performance in an objective perspective, then you're running a funeral home, but you're not running a hospital. You're not taking care of people. You're just trying to figure out how to get rid of them when it doesn't work.
How does this algorithm evaluate performers? I mean, obviously every business has different benchmarks, but in broad strokes, how does this measure people in their performance?
Sure. Well, there and it depends on the organization. If you're services industry versus a manufacturing environment, obviously a manufacturing environment is much easier to measure because you have a production schedule that you're trying to hit by the end of the day, by the end of the shift. If you're talking about a white collar operation, you're looking at profitability clearly. So you're looking at profitability and performance per person. You have metrics that you're given. You have a regular target that you're given, and you have targets for bonus that are in many cases for top performers could be anywhere from 80 to 150% of the potential compensation. So they look at those, and it's driven by what the organization cares most about. The problem with those sorts of metrics is if they're only measuring the individual, it doesn't necessarily measure how the culture or the relationship between the boss and the employee, back to your earlier point, is. If I don't like you, and I would rather have my buddy I play golf with in the role, then your ability to do your job is going to be impaired by how I evaluate you, even though I'm putting data in. It's not objective data if it's my opinion. So there's a lot that needs to be measured in this. It's function of numbers. What do you have to get done by the end of the day or the week of the month? How well do you do that work? How much does it contribute to the bottom line of your department, area, or organization? That's math, but there's a lot of subjectivity in the math.
And then very quickly, Rick, how widespread is this in corporate America?
The actual tools, I think most companies, 200 to 200 and up, probably have some tools that can give you this data. But just like everything else, I will say I had a friend years ago whose boss, he was trying to hire somebody as a senior executive, and he thought he had the right person. And at the end of the day, the CEO said, well, you know what? They're a Taurus. They don't work out at this level. So the subjectivity of the individual who makes a decision, alternately, everybody needs to go, but not Joanne. I like her.
Well, I mean, if it's cold comfort for the person being let go, if the answer is truly written in the stars. Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern, based in Chicago.